Today we continue yesterday's homily of our 10-part series on the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Just kidding. But yesterday I did speak of it and would like to preach from the first reading again today. When we hear what Paul says, we can often think of sin as the acts of sin, the actions of sin, sinful actions. But the way that he's speaking about sin here is not so much as in the actions of sin, but the dominion of sin. Sin as a power. We speak of the battles of powers and principalities, seeing death and sin as this entity, a powerful force that we then subject ourselves to when we sin. What Paul is speaking about is that when we enter into our baptism, when Jesus invites us into his death and we become dead to sin, I've heard that phrase for a long time, I just assumed it meant that I would just stop sinning. Dead to sin, right? I stop sinning. But think of it this way, all right? Now, I'm not encouraging you to fake your own death in order to get out of debts that you owe, but, all right? Imagine that you had a huge mortgage on your home, you had car payments, you had student debt, and you're like, Father, you're speaking my life, you know? It's like, okay. And people and bills coming and all of these things, right? And then all of a sudden, you open up the newspaper and there is your obituary in the newspaper. And you stop getting mail from the government because your mail is stopped because they think you're dead. You go to access your Social Security records and you're dead. The bank, you know, goes into a process of figuring out what to do with your house and all of these things. And in that moment, it is as if you've almost disappeared for all purposes. They see you as dead. When we say that we are dead to sin, it is like this. Jesus has opened up his death for you and for me, so that not that we would pretend to die, but in his death, in some incredibly mysterious way, the invitation of Jesus to enter into his death means that we are now dead to the dominion and the kingdom of sin. We have died. But what is the ultimate consequence of the dominion of sin? The ultimate destiny of everyone and anyone who is under that dominion? Death. It's like a conveyor belt. We're headed all that way. Jesus invites us to take a left turn and to die with him. Now, why is his death so special? Why can't we just die in someone else's? Because his death of an innocent person leads to resurrection. And so dying with him, we rise with him, not to be in the dominion of sin and death anymore, but now in the dominion, as he says, Paul says, of obedience, of entering into a new life in Jesus Christ. And so my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, in dying in baptism with Jesus Christ, you are no longer citizens of the dominion of sin. You are dead to sin. It's like the government come knocking on the door looking for you, and you're like, I'm sorry, that person doesn't live here anymore. Who are you? I'm John Smith. Nice to meet you. We are dead to the dominion of sin. Have this understanding. It's not just, it's a cool way of thinking about it, my brothers and sisters, but it's a truthful way of understanding who we are, what we have become in Jesus Christ. And I think to understand that truthfully, to understand that we are dead to sin, and now we are alive in Jesus, it unlocks for us a true freedom within us. We no longer have to sin. We're no longer under his domain. We are no longer slaves to sin. And again, I'm saying this as like a power, as an oppressor, as one who leads us into sin, has this dominion over us. You are not a citizen of that. You have, since the day of your baptism, you have been dead to sin. Many of us live as if we are still under sin, under his power, under his authority. It's a good thing St. Paul can remind us. No, my brothers and sisters, you're not under his authority. He doesn't see you anymore. You have died with Jesus Christ, and now you live with him. So an invitation of freedom, my brothers and sisters. A truth spoken to our minds that unlocks for us a greater freedom. You have died with Jesus, and you have been raised with him. You have been transferred from one kingdom into another. You are set free. Amen.